Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is Stephanie Curry. She is the Policy Manager at Family Policy Alliance in Colorado Springs. Stephanie, it's great to have you here today.
Thank you for having me, Karen.
Well, you have a powerful testimony, and this month is Adoption and Foster Care Month. I'm going to just ask you to tell our listeners what your story is.
Okay, I'd be glad to. Yes, it is Adoption and Foster Care Month, and I and my family are big believers in adoption and God changing lives through adoption. And so I was born in 1984, a twin. My twin sister and I, Jackie, we were born in Los Angeles County, and our birth mother was addicted to crack, and she was rumored to have been living in a garage at the time and just clearly could not raise us. We were the last, I believe, of seven or eight siblings. We were either numbers 8 and 9 or 9 and 10. I'm not exactly sure, but she was in her 40s when she had us. She made it to the hospital. We were born 2 months premature. We were 1.5 pounds each, and we were in the hospital for months with surgeries and I suppose and imagine fighting for our lives, but God had a plan for us. And so she actually snuck out the hospital window after we were born. And the names written on our birth certificate weren't at all what you would expect the names to be given to inner city black kids and don't sound like the names of my siblings who I happen to be in touch with on Facebook. But I found out later in life around in middle school that it was rumored the nurses had named us. So she hadn't even stayed around long enough to name us. But honestly, I think that moment, I mean, it's a defining moment in her life and my life. And I'm so thankful that she didn't try and raise us and loved us enough to know that she couldn't take care of us. And we ended up being adopted by my parents, Tommy and Teresa Newsom, who are my mom and dad. And they adopted us when we were 5 years old.
So I encourage our listeners to listen in tomorrow as we continue the story with Stephanie about her adoption journey.